Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, you know the drill, david@fmr.co.za and the podcast at fmr.co.za. I've been lucky enough to be driving around in the Honda CR-V 2-litre two-wheel drive petrol CVT Elegance. Let's run through the numbers. 113 kilowatts, 189 newton meters of power, 11.2 seconds for the 0-100, let's not call it a sprint, 7.3 liters per 100 kilometers and the fuel economy. Now some really unusual ones. 5-year 200,000 kilometer warranty, not bad, Honda. 5-year 90,000 kilometer service plan, and all of that will set you back 526,000 rand. They really are selling practicality with this car. It's about 50,000 rand above the base model. Included, you're getting a full-size spare, you're getting flat folding seats, you're getting loads of space. Now, what I wasn't expecting is a surprisingly agile, spacious family, let's call it what it is, wagon. And let me tell you, this thing hustles for family wagon. Besides having fantastic NVH, noise, vibration, harshness, traits, it really does hustle around. I'm so impressed. Honda talks about the active damper system, and I think this is fancy speak for a very well-designed suspension. The suspension and chassis work brilliantly. I've got to say, putting this vehicle outside of its design spec and really pushing it hard was marvelous. I was stunned. And, you know, it really is surprising to see this kind of thing. Such good engineering. A few creature comforts thrown in. You get electric seats that are heated as well. The spec adds front park distance control, bits of leather all over, and an extra and very excellent CarPlay system and rain-sensing wipers. Well played, Honda. I really think that going beyond the expectations for a category is an impressive thing. I've really enjoyed my time in the car. The looks are take it or leave it, not offensive at all. A little avant-garde from the outside in a very nice way. The inside is plain but practical, and that is the car's play space. Heavy, heavy on practicality, made for the long run. It feels durable. It really is impeccably well-mannered. Something that a lot of people don't like and a lot of other reviewers criticize are CVT gearboxes. That's a continually variable transmission. And what that means is that you don't have the steps that normal gearboxes have. The car will, in normal driving modes, fake those steps, and in fact you can pull on pedals and go through the steps. But it really is marvelous when you've got it in full CVT and you're accelerating and you've got the car at the maximum power that the revs have, but the gearbox is adjusting your speed. It is just wonderful. A lot of people call that droning, but I think it's fantastic, and it's one of my favorite features of a CVT box. And that makes this car feel a lot faster than its 11.2 seconds would give it credit for. I think great for intercity travel or hauling the kids somewhere. That's it for Fine Motoring with me this week, David Dundee. And if you've got questions or find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za and the podcast at fmr.co.za.